Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say before we get started, first of all, I thank God, my family and friends for listening. But I am so excited and delighted to get back on air. I missed yesterday, and I can always tell when I miss because when I have to substitute something or when we don't have the ministry on Wednesday for scheduling or whatever reason it is, then the atmosphere changes. And so, therefore, even if we're not on the ministry, then please continue to pray. Please continue to pray. It's very important that we should pray in season and out of season. And that song, I Need Thee, stood out to me when I was preparing for this particular Praying with Love segment, because it opened my mind more to a wider spectrum. When we say I need thee, I'm thinking of a general I need thee in everyday living. But God says that we need him each moment, each breath of our lives, because he is the one that is sustaining us. He is the one that's blessing us and keeping us and helping us to be the people in whom we are. So without further ado, I would like to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 again. This is nothing new. And then after which we're going to go into prayer. Then after our prayer, I just have a feeling that the Lord is going to give us an encouraging word. Many people or some people said that they had a pretty rough week. Some people may have a rough day. But this is still the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And so let us go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the water, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want to say this before we get into prayer. Many times in life, the Lord gives us tests, okay? Just as Satan tested the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're going to be tested. And when I say the atmosphere changes when prayer is omitted or when we fail to pray, what I mean is the devil comes out more. And so even in our trying times, in our tests in which we experience what we call something other than the Holy Spirit, something other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lord is speaking, vengeance is mine. And that does not mean that we glorify in those testers or the people who test us or the spirit of Satan who test us. But he says that you're going to have to stand the test of time, because God is continuously asking us and reminding us, I thought that you were built to last. I thought that you were going to remain in character in this play, because that's all it is. Anything that is not of God is only temporary, because God says that only what you do for Christ will last. So your tests and your trials and whatever you're going through is only temporary. And so when we're tested temporarily, then we must act in accordance right, to something that's permanent. And the Lord says you're built to last. He says that not only are you built to last, but you're able to remain in character. And then he goes on to say, but vengeance are mine. So you have to understand that God is getting ready to do some big things. Amen? Because the Lord spoke big, grande, great. And so we must be in preparation and be prepared, but you also must know that you're going to have to experience some things first. But God is testing, because how are you going to be able, how are we going to be able to teach and minister to people when we can't hold it together, right? How are we going to be able to do that? And that's the question. And I just have a feeling that after we pray, the Lord is going to give us some good stuff. He's going to give us a good word. He's going to give us some encouraging words to hold on unto his unchanging hand, because God wants to bless us in a big, big way. He really does. And he says even the small seeds will be multiplied, right? He says even the Lord's seeds will be multiplied. And so no matter how large or small your seed is, the Lord says he's able to multiply it. He said, but you're going to go through some things, right? He says you're going to experience some opposition, but just know that that is temporary. He says, because vengeance are mine. Does that mean that you glorify because the Lord is acting in your stead? Does that mean that you glorify in anything? That does not mean that we glorify. That means that we continue to pray unto God and ask the Lord to continue to build, right, to build on us. And that's how we're built to last and continue to help us to remain in character. So without further ado, I would like to pray. I want to pray for our youth. I want to pray for anyone who has experienced domestic violence, whatever it is. I want to pray for those who are going through the storms of life, those who just need prayer. And I don't know what the Lord is going to give me to pray, but I'm going to go in the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to pray unto God, ask God to consecrate my heart, my mind, consecrate the words to come out of my mouth. Allow the Lord to decrease me to zero and increase him to greatness. Allow the Lord to pour his wisdom and knowledge in this crown on my head and help me to walk in the path of righteousness. Help my hands, everything that it touched, to be prosperous. Help the ministry to grow and flourish in the name of Jesus, where the image of God can be displayed. Help us to remain humble. Help us to continue to plant our seeds, no matter how big or small they are, because the Lord is getting ready to grow them. Help us to be able to treat people like we want to be treated. Help us to be able to foster a climate or an environment that is conducive, that is set up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord? Would you bless the words that come out of this mouth to be of the meditation of your spirit? We ask, would you bless these hands, everything that is touched, Heavenly Father, to be successful and to prosper, Lord? We thank you for the revelation of God. We thank you for grande. We thank you for big. We thank you for large, Heavenly Father. We thank you for increase in territory. We thank you for increase in the seeds that we have planted. We thank you for increase in the harvest, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you increase those who are laboring for you, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be the people that you want us to be? Would you bless each patient in the hospital, whether they have Ebola or whether they have viruses, whatever they have, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you touch them and heal them, Heavenly Father, of any type of scorching fevers, Heavenly Father, anything that is hurting them, anything that does not feel well on them. We're asking, would you be the heart surgeon, anyone who's going through heart trouble, leg pain, back pain, shoulder pain, anyone who is going through, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them, Lord? We ask, would you continue to help us to continue to have confidence in the very thing, and that very thing is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to be ambassadors and to be people of you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to wake up this morning. You started us on our way. You helped us to make it safe back to the house, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch us if it's your will in the morning, and help us to rise up as a winner, and help us, Heavenly Father, to lay back down as a winner. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you help us to be in position and to be ready to receive the gift that you're going to give or the gifts. We ask that you continue to help us to remain humble and to share the gift that you have given, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to just continue to do your holy and righteous work. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those in West Africa who is going through this particular illness, whether it's whether they say it's fake or not, Lord, it's killing people, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you find a cure, and would you bless each person who travels over there, Heavenly Father, to be safe. And even those who are over there, would you bless them, and would you turn this thing around and heal each person. Would you bless those two young ladies from Dallas, Texas, Lord, as they travel to Maryland. And would you touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and heal their bodies. Whatever is going on in their bodies, would you heal in the name of Jesus, because we believe and we know that you can do everything but fail. We know that you are a physician. We know that you are a lawyer who's never lost a case. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person, Heavenly Father, who is subjected to that particular disease overseas, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are here and those who are there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you bless every born baby and every unborn baby, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you help us to be more specific in our prayers? Would you teach us to pray, and would you help us, Heavenly Father, in a huge way to just magnify and uplift who you are. We thank you for the gathering tonight, Lord. We ask, would there be something that is said or done that will edify and magnify your holy name. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to have the spirit of patience and understanding. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each family member who is going through tragedy or going through losing someone, a friend or a family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus ministry and the host in a special way, and not only this ministry but other ministries as well. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future, and we ask, would you continue to help the word to go forth, where we may be saved, Heavenly Father, and we may come unto you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you discipline us and help us to be what you would have us to be, and would you bless this segment to be something that is edifying, uplifting, and empowering for the people to come unto you. Now, Lord, as we decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness, we're asking, would the revelation fall afresh upon these lips of clay, and would you bless the word, every word that goes out, to fall on good ground where the seeds can begin to grow. We ask, would you place us in a position where we're able to carry our gifts. Help us, Heavenly Father, in our hearts, Heavenly Father, if there's anything in our hearts, Lord, would you remove it in the name of Jesus. Anger, whatever it is, Lord, would you move it in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you begin to break yokes of Satan, yokes of the devil, anything that he's tried to throw at us. We cancel all of his assignments, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would we mark you, Heavenly Father, and mark all of your assignments, and say that it is done and we are well pleased in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you continue to shield and bless us, Heavenly Father, and help us to be the people you would have us to be. Would you bless each child all over this land and country? Would you bless their parents to maintain patience with them, Lord? We say, have mercy on those parents who have taken their children's lives or have taken their spouse's lives, Lord. We say, have mercy on those who do not know you, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would you continue to help us to be that beaming light in a dark tunnel, so that we can let men, women, boys, and girls know that there is a truth in serving you. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this moment. We thank you for this second. We ask, Lord Jesus, as we transition from this prayer, would you never transition us from your heart, Lord. And Lord, as this word go forth, we ask that it bless someone, Heavenly Father, in a particular manner. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. And amen, and I always feel so much better after prayer. At this particular time, I want you to understand that God is faithful. And I know that we've played this every time that I've been online, But the Lord wants us to know that he is faithful. That means that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever storm you're going through, whatever you're going through, the Lord is there with you. He'll be right there. It doesn't matter what time, what hour, the Lord is going to be there with you. And you must understand and know that. So I want you to listen to Miss Karen. And as everyone knows, and the new people, the name of this song is He is Faithful. And I want you to really listen to the words concerning He is Faithful.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true.
Oh,
By Miss Karen, be sure to check out that particular song. And as that song was playing, I told you that the Lord always gives me some type of encouraging word, and I want to read this to you. I'm not going to call it a letter, but I'm going to call it a revelation, because that's exactly what it is. And then I want to speak with you as the Lord speaks unto me, because it's very important that we position ourselves where we're supposed to be, so that when the Lord comes, that means when our blessing arrives, we're able to accept it. So I want to read this particular revelation to you. That's what it is. I want to read it to you. And then whatever the Lord gives me to say, I'm going to say it. And then I'm going to say the announcements. Then I will bid you good night. The Father is faithful, for he shall never leave you nor forsake you. His eyes are on the sparrow, but he is also looking at you. Life was never meant to be sad, but rather happy. When the earth was created, there were no regrets for creating mankind, but there was a consequence for their action. Be not concerned with temporary things, but focus on permanent things such as life. Never believe the sky is the limit, but know your Father has no limits to blessing you. Run out your storms, run to your Father. You deserve his grace, mercy, and favor. And as the Lord reveals, I need to read the second stanza to you. Be not concerned with temporary things, but focus on permanent things, such as life. Never believe the sky is the limit, but know your Father has no limits to blessing you. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no secret. What God can do, what he's done for others, if you trust and believe in him, he will do the same thing for you. If you're going through something right now and you're feeling sad, the Lord says, come unto him. He says, run. He didn't say walk. You see how quick that is? He said, run unto him. You're missing someone. Something's going on. The Lord says, run unto him. Okay? Whatever you're going through, take it to God. But do it expeditiously. Do it immediately. Take it to God, and God will fix it. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. And he's able to do everything but fail. That's why I always recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you can get our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 24/7, where some of us, when you call us, the phone's going to go to voicemail because we're not Jesus Christ. So I want you to stay encouraged, and I want you to be blessed. And as the Lord is saying right now, many people, and I keep saying radio, many people are going to receive blessings from God. God says it's harvest time. He says it's huge, it's grande, it's big. And when we talk about the concept of pouring us out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive, the Lord says that's the analogy. Some of us will be blessed so much that we won't even have room enough to hold that blessing. But if you don't have room enough to hold that blessing, share with your neighbor. Okay? The Lord is, I'm preparing you guys now. Okay? All of my listeners, the strategic people that God has placed in my life. This is a strategic blessing, believe it or not. And so if you're hearing this ministry, you're supposed to hear it. If not, then you're not supposed to hear it. Okay? But I am preparing you guys. I'm preparing myself as well for the blessing that the Lord is going to give in your life. It's not a group blessing. It's not a pair blessing. It is an individual thing at this particular time, as the Lord is revealing. It's going to be huge. And the measurement, as the Lord is speaking, of our gifts will be what we have been sowing. Okay? when we talk about sowing, a lot of people think about tithe and offering. We think about money. But the Lord says when he speaks about sowing, he's talking about your time, how you're treating people, what you're doing. Are you being a role model? Are you giving the word of God like he's asked you to? Are you being obedient? It doesn't always have to be monetary. And so I want you guys, if you're listening to this particular ministry tonight, and tonight for you could be tomorrow or it could be Sunday, whenever you listen to this particular ministry, I want you to pray to God tonight and tell God to clear out anything that would hinder him pouring your blessing. Because some things are in the way and you have to move them out. God says some things are in the way. He can't deliver because things are in the way. Whatever it is, whether it's doubt, lack of faith, whatever it is, let it go. Because God wants to bless us immensely. And I'm in that number too. I can't tell you who all is in the number. Because it's an individual thing. But I do know that the Lord is getting ready to bless people. And I'm not even going to say the proof will be, because the word of God is proof. The revelation of God is proof. And so I want to prepare you. And what we need to do as we're preparing and as the revelation is going forth is, of course, we need to stay in prayer and supplication. Okay? We need to make sure we stay in prayer, because the Lord is taking us into some directions that we didn't prepare for. And it's a good direction, but it's going to shock us. We're going to be so shocked that the Lord would elevate us that fast and that high that we're going to have to be prepared, because the Lord says, I wouldn't have put you there if I didn't think that you could do it. I wouldn't have took you to this high place, to this place here, if I didn't think you can handle it or handle the people. And so we must pray and have supplication. Number two, when we talk about prayer, you must plant. Now, I want to talk about this planting, because some people will literally go get a seed and put it in the ground. God says, no, that's not how you plant. This is how you plant. I want you to put build. Okay? Put build. Give me just a second. When we talk about the plant, build and grow. Okay. Build and grow. The Lord says we are building our character and we're growing our faith, because we know that the Lord has told us that we're going to have tests. He says the enemy at that particular time is going to think they won. He says, but when he comes back, I told you he's coming back. He says, vengeance will mine. So you have to build up your character, right? Because you can't get out of character. You have to stay in character. We have to stay in character. And what are you growing? You're growing your faith. You're holding on until Jesus comes. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. The Lord has said that because he's getting ready to take you somewhere that you've never been. And when I say somewhere, I'm not talking about a physical place. In some people's instance, yes, it's a physical place. But some people, it's just God is going to bless you financially. He's going to bless your career. He's going to bless your family. He's just going to do things in your life that you're not used to. Amen. Some things are going to be altered in your life that you're not used to them being altered, but it's for the good. So the Lord talks about building. He says you've got to build your character on a daily basis. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have people who think they know it all. You're going to have people, you're just going to deal with a lot of people. He says, but you have to stay in character, because I have something for you. And it's not even because God has something for us. It's because that is how we're supposed to act. He says, because you're representing me, you're getting on air representing who God is. You're walking in the community representing your Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to school representing God. He says, so therefore your character must be high class. Is that right? Your character. Character. Lord puts character up on a pedestal. He says your character must be high class. That means that no matter what, you're going to have to remain in character. You can't come unglued. You can't get upset. I know that seems hard, right? Even for the best of us. But God says you must remain in character. You're getting ready to be blessed. Think on the good things. When the Lord says think on the good things, he says think on the promises that he has told us. Amen? And we have to grow our faith. It's okay to have a little faith at first, but once we begin to study the word of God, we have to have that big faith. If you look on my profile picture, the big faith, because God is getting ready to do some big things within the next few days, weeks, and months to come. The Lord is getting ready to do big things, but it's a process, and it's not going to all happen at one time. Just like the rapture doesn't happen at one time, the Lord's blessing in him, blessing in your life is not going to happen at one time. The Lord is going to bless some people every month. Every single month, the Lord's going to bless people, some people every single day, every single week. The Lord's going to bless some people every day, and it may be a different time, or it may be the same time. We don't know. But I do know that it is reaping time. Okay? Let's go on to the third one. So we have prayer and supplication. We have plant. Right? And we're talking about building our character. We're talking about growing our faith. When we talk about building a garden, right, we put it on good ground. God says your character must be good in order for something good to come out of you, right? That faith. So when you plant that faith, or when you have that faith, it should show up in your character. Amen? Okay. Let's go on to number three. So we talk about prayer and supplication. We talked about planting, right? Then the Lord speaks about service. Service. He says, in service, you can count your wages. This is how the Lord is putting this. You can count your wages, your earnings, your blessings by how you served. By how you served. The Lord says that there are some pillars that goes under service. And the first pillar is obedience. Obedience. The second pillar is consistency. The third pillar is follow through. And last is reaping. Okay? Obedience. Have we been obedient unto God? God told you to start a radio ministry. Did you do it? You know, or did you make an excuse? Well, that's a small platform. Or did you do what the Lord asked you to do? The Lord asked you to pay your tithes and offering. Did you do that? The Lord asked you to stay at home more. Did you do that? To give him more time. Did you do that? Okay. Number two, we talk about being consistent, right? That means praying in season and out of season. That means preparing for the Lord's coming. You know, as I said before, I correlated this on my last segment to a track runner. A track runner runs in March, but we should be preparing that track runner now, right? We shouldn't wait until we get up to the race. So God says be consistent even with your faith. He says mostly with your faith. He talks about follow through. Follow through is an action. He says when you pray, when you plant, and when you are providing service, he says follow through, which means keeping your word. Follow through means keeping your word. And then finally, you reap what you sow, okay? That's doing to others as they have done to you. That's that commandment. And also reaping what you sow means your service. That means how much time you're giving God, you know. That means just different things. Are you being obedient? You reap what you sow. If you didn't do what the Lord asked you, then don't expect to get a grande blessing because we were obedient. We were disobedient. And so God is saying that he's getting ready to pour out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. This is very strategic, as I said before, because, right, those who are strategically placed to listen to this particular ministry will listen to it. Those who are not will not hear it. Okay? But I want you to understand something. I have to prepare you. My job is to prepare you, and I'm telling you now. Right? The Lord wants us to run unto him. Run out of your storm. He says run out of that storm and run to your Father. You have to go to God. You have to take your test to God. You have to take, you know, everything that hinders you from praising God, you have to take it to Him. You have to take it to God, right? Okay? And because God says that we deserve His grace, His mercy, and His favor, right? And then I told you, I said, I'm preparing you, right? I'm preparing you for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's not to scare anyone, but the Lord is going to bless, and He's going to do it individually, and He's going to do it strategically. You must be in prayer and supplication, right? You must plant. Plant means building your garden, okay? Build, and you're building character, right? You want to make sure you're building on good ground because you're building a character, and you're growing your faith. It's okay to have small faith, but that faith should expand through your daily walk with God and reading the Word of God in prayer. Then we talk about service. What are we doing to serve the community? What are we doing, right? Are we being obedient unto God? Are we being consistent with the Word of God? And are we being consistent? Does our words match up with our lives? Okay? Then follow through. Are we following through with what the Lord has asked us to do? Right? And then, of course, we're reaping. We're reaping what we sow. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, to prepare, to get ready for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very, very important. Okay? And I thank you so much for joining me. So without further ado, I have a couple of announcements to make, and I'm going to bid you good night. Please, please continue to encourage your family and friends, to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. God's supporters, artists, promoters, actors, writers, publishers, community leaders, positive community leaders, please, please, Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at MONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love, Love, Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you're praying for 210 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And also pray for your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor as well. In addition to that, we thank God for everything that He's doing for the Love, Love, Jesus Ministry, and not only this ministry, but other ministries as well. We ask that you mark on your calendars November 2nd, as Ms. Tamala Mann will be in Killeen, Texas. Also, please mark on your calendars for next week, like next Thursday. We will start the Ms. Oprah Winfrey segment on what happened on the Life You Want weekend in Houston, Texas on this past week. We had a wonderful time, so be sure to mark your calendars for that. Also, I have a new page entitled Love's Media and Events page. That's basically where a lot of media come and look at that particular page. If you want to join it, you can. That's fine. Or you can stay on the other page as well. In addition to that, just make sure that we continue, as I said before, to pray one for another. Make sure that we just love each other and remember that character is very important. And remember that we have to be in prayer. We have to plant. We have to provide service until Jesus comes again. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Alfreda Love, with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.